WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The air of our atmosphere is an invisible fluid, and wind is the movement of that air. More generally, it is the flow of the gases which compose an atmosphere, since wind is not unique to Earth. To move the air, a force is required, basic physics. The initiating factor that develops wind comes from horizontal temperature differences in the troposphere. Air masses and air with different temperature and moisture properties on smaller scales will have different densities, and these density differences cause pressure differences. The force responsible for moving the air is the pressure gradient force. There are other factors that influence the wind speed and direction, including the Coriolis force, friction, and centrifugal force, but it is the pressure gradient force that starts it off. Since temperature differences occur on all scales, global, synoptic, mesoscale, and even smaller, wind patterns also occur on all of these scales. In fact, wind is commonly classified by its spatial scale, speed, types of forces that cause them, the geographic regions in which they occur, or their effect. There are global winds, such as the wind belts which exist between the atmospheric circulation cells. There are upper-level winds, which typically include narrow belts of concentrated flow called jet streams. There are synoptic-scale winds that result from pressure differences in surface air masses in the middle latitudes. And there are winds that come about as a consequence of geographic features, such as sea breezes on the coastlines or canyon breezes near mountains. Mesoscale winds are those which act on a local scale, such as gust fronts. At the smallest scale are the microscale winds which blow on a scale of only tens to hundreds of meters, such as dust devils and microbursts. Bet you never had any idea wind could be such a complex topic, did you? If you have questions about the weather, send them by email to question@weatherbrains.com.